You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Hezbollah, activity among Arab Israelis. I learned from Yoni Ben Menachem, who joins us now from Israel. Yoni is a commentator for Israel Radio and Television, served as Director General and Chief Editor of the Israeli Broadcasting Authority. He is now at the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs. Malcolm Holein is with me as my colleague and co-host. Yoni, a very good day to you. For some time now, there's been increased terror activities, acts of violence and sadism on the West Bank, especially in areas that were once understood as not quite peaceful, but at least content with the prosperity of Israel. And then recently, all this burst of activity. Is Hezbollah driving it? Is Hamas driving it? I get lost. Good evening to you, Yoni.
Good evening to you. Well, actually, the armed terrorist groups that are operating mostly in the north of Judea and Samaria, in the Samaria area, they grew up in the last 2 years, and they are financed and directed from Iran with the Revolutionary Guards through using the Islamic Jihad as a proxy. But concerning Hezbollah, this is very interesting. A couple of months ago, a terrorist of Hezbollah infiltrated from South Lebanon into Israel itself, and he exploded a big device in the Megiddo junction in Israel itself. This device, the explosive device, was aimed to a bus, an Israeli bus, but apparently he missed the bus, and as a result, an Israeli Arab who was driving on this road in Megiddo area, he was seriously injured. But this device was very big and very dangerous. And the Israeli Shin Bet started investigating it. And a few weeks ago, they discovered, the Shin Bet discovered that it's not only this incident of the big device of Hezbollah, that they uncovered a small network of criminals, Israeli Arabs, criminal from Kfar Qasem and from Lod. They arrested four people, and in their possession, they found these explosive devices, a few explosive devices very similar to the one that exploded in Megiddo Junction, also manufactured by Iran and smuggled into Israel with the help of Hezbollah. Now, the Shin Bet is saying that this was done for criminal purposes to help these criminals, Arab criminals, to fight the crime families in the Arab sector in Israel. But of course, this has a ramification because once you have these big explosive devices manufactured in Iran, smuggled through Hezbollah into Israel, they can be sold on the black market also to the terror groups in Judea and Samaria, and they can be used against Israeli civilians and the IDF soldier. And also, this fear that this is what the Shin Bet is saying, or briefing, actually, that these crime families of the Israeli Arabs are very dangerous. Now they are busy with each other, fighting each other. But if there will be a big Israeli military operation in Gaza or someplace else, as happened in the Guardian of the Wall operation on Gaza in May 2021, when the Israeli Arabs took advantage and made riots inside Israel. These weapons, this big amount of weapons and these Iranian explosive devices, the Israeli Arabs might use them against the Israeli police.
Right.
So this is a very alarming thing.
Malcolm?
So there was a meeting that just took place between Hezbollah, Hamas, and Islamic Jihad to coordinate their activities. Number one, is that coordination real? And we saw the leaders of Hamas and Islamic Jihad in Gaza encouraging the big demonstrations and supposedly a big explosion today near the border. And at the same time, Iran and its terror proxies are openly talking about liberating the land and raising the stakes. What do you think? Is there true coordination between them? And is there a possibility of a three-sided effort?
Yes, definitely. As you remember, a few months ago, just before the month of Ramadan, which is the holy month of the Muslims, we had a similar phenomenon. And Israel was attacked from several fronts, from Gaza, from South Lebanon, and from Syria with rockets. Now we are approaching the Jewish holidays, the what we call Chagei Tishrei in Hebrew. Next week is Rosh Hashanah, the new year. And there are a lot of alerts, serious alerts, in the ends of the Israeli intelligence and Shin Bet. They are planning the same thing, an orchestrated attack from several fronts on Israel, and also terror activities. Actually, this evening, the Channel 14 in Israel broadcasted that Israel has information that Hamas is planning a big terror attack in one of the synagogues during the holidays. So Israel, of course, if such a thing will happen, Israel will have to retaliate. And once Israel retaliates, then they are planning a coordinated attack on Israel from Gaza Strip and the South Lebanon and Syria with rockets. And this is very serious. We have a very, very dangerous month ahead of us. As you know, in Sukkot, a lot of Jews go to visit the Temple Mount, and also the minister Itamar Ben-Gvir is planning to go to the Temple Mount, and this might cause a big escalation in the security situation in Jerusalem.
Yonit, very quickly, you mentioned Iran financing the gangsters with these explosive devices. Is Iran also financing Hamas? Is Iran also financing Hezbollah? Is it the source of all the money? We have about a minute.
Yes, yes, yes. This is the source of all the money. Hamas is getting $200 million a year from Iran, and also the Islamic Jihad, similar amounts of money from Iran. Iran is the head of the octopus, the terror octopus.
So the money that we see buying these gangsters is the same money that buys the rockets in Lebanon, the same money that smuggles into the Gaza Strip. It's all the same money, and all from Tehran.
It's all the same money, but we don't know about Israeli Arabs, crime families that they get money from Iran. They have enough money of their own because of the crimes. It's not connected to Iran, but they smuggle these explosive devices into the Israeli, into the Arab-Israeli sector.
Malcolm, you have a minute if you have a quick question.
Yes, I mean, I'm very concerned about the likelihood of an attack, both domestically and abroad, by the terrorists. Do we see that Iran's influence is both growing in terms of the internal situation, despite the fact that you have so many protests against the PA and against Hamas by the people? And especially young people.
Yes, everything is increasing. Iran is increasing the pressure, coordinated with Hezbollah, with Islamic Jihad, and with Hamas. This is the same axis of evil, we call it, headed by Iran. And they think that because of the judicial reform in Israel, Israel has gotten weak, and the Israeli army is getting weaker and weaker, and they see a golden opportunity to take advantage of this situation.
Yoni Ben Menachem is a senior Middle East analyst for the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs, a veteran Arab affairs and diplomatic commentator for Israeli radio and television. He served as director general and chief editor of the Israel Broadcasting Authority, Malcolm Holdline, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.